You're stuck in your head with this generational leadership stuff. You're overthinking it big time. Millennials, Gen Z, baby boomers, who cares? We're making this too complicated, and it's time we simplify the whole thing. Let's apply Occam's razor to this. The simplest solution is often the best. You don't need grand theories or complicated strategies. Throw all that out the window. Just care about your people and lead them with conviction. That's it. Don't wait to act. You've got this. The problem, too many labels, not enough action. We've got labels for days. We've slapped every generation with a million stereotypes, lazy, entitled, tech-obsessed. Sound familiar? And you, as the boss, are trying to tailor leadership styles for each one. Knock it off. That's like trying to juggle flaming swords while riding a unicycle. Why make it that hard? You're hiding behind labels and using them as a crutch instead of doing the hard work of genuine leadership. It's the cheap, easy, and ineffective way to lead. Don't just label your people and call it a day. They're not cans on a supermarket shelf. They're individuals with unique needs, strengths, and aspirations. Your job is to guide, inspire, and empower them, not to slap a label on them and shove them into a one-size-fits-all box. It's time to step up. Here's the reality check. People are people. Sure, the year we popped out into the world might change how we see things a bit, but at the end of the day, we all just want to be respected, listened to, and given a fair shot to kick butt at what we do. In 2007, Jennifer J. Deal, a researcher at the Center for Creative Leadership, published findings from a decade-long study of over 3,000 corporate leaders. The kicker? She found more similarities than differences across generations. All generations had almost identical rankings of what they wanted from their jobs. It's simple. People from all generations enjoy the same basic things: respect, trust, and a chance to shine. They want leaders who care about them and value their contributions. So stop obsessing over the generation gap and focus on what matters, leading with heart and authenticity. The clock is ticking. Now is the time to act. Cut the crap and lead. The solution, it's called effort. Roll up those sleeves. It's about putting in the work, showing up for your team, and caring. You've got a group of humans looking to you. They don't need a leader who can recite their generation's Wikipedia page. They need someone who will lead with guts, understand who they are, and inspire them to greatness, no matter their birth. Actionable tips. To simplify your leadership, ditch the stereotypes. See your people for who they are, not the generational box society has put them in. Communicate like a human. Have honest conversations. No corporate speak. Get to the point and listen. Listen. Did I already mention listening? Be there. Show up. Not just in your office with the door closed. Be present where work happens. Encourage collaboration. Mix it up. Let the experienced learn from the newbies and vice versa. Recognize effort. Celebrate the hard work. Not age. A job well done knows no generational boundaries. Listen, but the third time is a charm. You must truly listen to, influence, guide, mentor, and lead. So what are you waiting for? Cut through the noise, stop nitpicking on who's born, when, and start leading like you mean it. Your team will notice, and they'll follow you anywhere. It's time to get results. Let's get to work.